This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golz. There are some things we can learn from others, and other things we can learn by our own study, but there are some things you will only learn from God through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. He usually does this when we are alone, undisturbed, and in solitude. I've discovered this often happens at night. In fact, my last book, Light in the Night for Living in the Day, explores this. If you'd like to receive a copy, write me through my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, or email me, ludgolz@aol.com. After Paul spent this time alone with Jesus Christ in Arabia, he went back to Damascus and again preached the gospel there. Soon some of those who rejected the message conspired to kill him. They were watching at the city gates day and night. Believing friends took him by night and lowered him in a basket through an opening in the wall, Acts 9:25. Again, we see God using others to help Paul in his walk and work. After escaping from Damascus, he set his sights on Jerusalem. This was now over 3 years since he had left there on his mission to Damascus. Word had preceded him that he was now a changed man and a follower of Jesus Christ, but they were afraid that maybe it was all a ruse. They weren't sure they could trust him. Acts 9:27 says, "But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how God had really changed his life and used him in his service." Again, God used someone to be a bridge builder and bring Paul over the threshold of the church in Jerusalem. We'll meet Barnabas again. He played a significant role in Paul's life.